Okay, so we're up to Perek Gimel now of Hilchos Tshuva. So after speaking a lot about how we do Tshuva and the process of all of it, so now we'll see as Hilchos Tshuva goes on, the topics are going to be very wide-ranging, but Perek Gimel is still pretty much on topic. So let's jump right in. Halacha Aleph of Perek Gimel. Kol echad v'echad mibnei ha'adam yesh lo zechuyos v'avonos. So speaking philosophically, right, so every single person in life has merits to his name and sins to his name. Mish zechuyotenu yiseros al'avonos av tzadik. So, right, so anyone who has more merits than sins, that person is a righteous person. And umisha avonos av yiseros al zechuyos rasha. And the exact opposite, if you have more sins to your name than you do merits, well then you're a rasha. Mechza la mechza benon. And if you have kind of half and half, well, then you're somewhere in the middle. You're what we call a Beinoni. These are pretty famous ideas that I think most people are familiar with. There's a Rasha, a Tzaddik, and then there's in the middle. That's kind of where we all fit in. We are mostly considered Beinonim, and that's why we daven during the high holidays, because we're not sure which category we fit in, and that's really where the judgment is held up, and that's where God makes the major decisions for the Beinonim. A Tzaddik and a Rasha, we say in a sense that the decision is kind of made for them by themselves, right? That if they're a Tzaddik, then they're immediately judged for good, and a Rasha, the exact opposite. So we like to assume that we're Beinonim. And finally, v'china medina im hayu zechuyo shel kol So if you have an entire country who most of the residents of the country, they have more merits than sins, then it's considered a righteous nation. And if you have the exact opposite, a whole country that has more sins than merits, then that's a wicked country. The same exact equation works for the entire world. If the whole world has more merits than sins, then it's considered a righteous world, and the exact opposite. Okay, halacha beis, adam sha avonosav merubin al zuchuyosav, miad hu me spirisho, shenemar al rov avonacha. So here's an interesting idea. So if you basically hit the threshold where you, for a single moment in your life, have more bad deeds to your name than good deeds, then you'll die immediately, says the Rambam. Why? Well, he brings a pasuk that says that if you have mostly sins, then it's not a good situation. So obviously the whole question is, how does this really fit into our understanding of tshuva? How could this be? That the second you do your final sin, and that puts you over the more sins threshold, so you'll die right away. What about your opportunity to do tshuva? Good question. Not for right now, but that's what the Rambam says. Nonetheless, v'chein medina shavonoseh merubin miyad hi uvdo shenemar zakas Sodom b'amora kiraba. Right, just like Sodom and Amora. What caused the Sodom and Amora to be destroyed? Well, they were countries who had more sins to their name than positive things to their name. Therefore, God decreed immediately that they were going to be destroyed, and so that's what happened. They were destroyed. V'chein kol olam kulo im hayu avonoseh merubin Hashem decided to destroy the world because he saw that in the world as a global, from a global image, there were more sins to the world than good deeds. That's why God decided to destroy the world back in the day when there was a flood. So the problem with everything that we've said so far is quite simply that it doesn't make any sense. So if I take very scrupulous records and I have a list of all the good deeds that I did this past year, I was very careful. I marked down every single one. And all the bad deeds that I did this past year, again, I marked down every single one. There is X amount of good, X amount of bad. So if my calculations are correct, which again, I took very scrupulous records, then it should be very easy. Then I could determine very easily if I'm a tzaddik or if I'm a rasha. And that's really, the simplest way to do it. So why do we have this whole thing? If it's this or if it's that, just, I should know exactly what I am. I should just keep track of everything. So it says the Rambam, no, it's not that simple. It doesn't go based on just a simple count. It's a little bit more of a complicated structure than that. Yesh zechus shehi keneged kama avonos. There are merits in this world that would be equal many sins. So there could be one good deed that if you want to have an equation. So this one good deed equals seven sins. There could be something like that. And there are some sins that kind of just counteract one. There are some sins that counteract several of the good deeds that we've done. That one sin could really just wipe away lots of good things that you've done. And then finally, so let's find the wise person of our generation, and he'll tell us which is more valuable and which is less valuable, and then we'll only do the really valuable. We'll make sure the sins that we do will be the cheaper ones, and we'll do only the most expensive mitzvah. So it's so simple. So there, says the Rambam, no, it's not that simple. The only person in the world who knows how the actual equations work is God, of course. And he's the only one who could say how to measure merits versus sins and vice versa. Now, that kind of leaves us with the rest of the perek, but the simplest understanding is that since we have no idea, right, this is kind of what they tell the kindergartners, but it's even true when we're all adults, the answer is, since we have no idea how anything is really measured, then we just have to be careful to try to make sure we do as much good as we possibly can, and then hope for the best that we fit into the category of either Beinoni, or ideally it would be amazing if we were Tzaddikim, and then everything is very simple. Again, to try to understand a little bit further this idea that if you immediately cross over the threshold that you become a Rasha, that you would die immediately, that really definitely needs to be delved into further because of this whole para, this whole sefer is Hilchos Tshuva. So you have to have a little bit more of understanding of that. God willing, maybe throughout the rest of the parak we'll try to delve into that a little bit more, but it's definitely not as simple as the Rambam lays it out. He's just laying all the basic principles out. But okay, we'll stop right here, and we'll